If you're watching this video, you are in one of two somewhat difficult situations. You either have a domain name that someone else is trying to take from you, or you intend to take a domain name to seize a domain name that someone else has who shouldn't have it. Now, my name is Stephen Reinhardt, and I'm an intellectual property attorney. I'm licensed before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, before the state of Utah, and before the Commonwealth of Virginia, a very important place in the world of intellectual property. And on this video, I want to discuss the basics of the Uniform Domain Name Resolution Policy, abbreviated UDRP, and the ACPA, the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act. Now, both the UDRP and the ACPA are really a set of rules. One is a statute, and one is a set of rules that you agree to when you register a domain, that provide a mechanism whereby one individual or organization can seize or strip a domain name from another. Now, if you are new to this concept, if you are exploring the possibility of taking a domain from someone, what you need to understand first is that ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, has established a procedure, which has come to be known as a UDRP procedure, whereby you can try and take a domain name from someone else. It's a very simple procedure. It's very cost effective to file it or avail yourself of it. And the entire proceeding takes between 34 and 44 days. To initiate it, you have to file a UDRP complaint before an ICANN-approved dispute provider or dispute resolution service. There are several, but the two that are commonly used in the English-speaking world are the National Arbitration Forum in Minnesota and the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, in Geneva, Switzerland. Now, it's a good idea to have an attorney file this action for you, not just an intellectual property attorney, but an attorney experienced in domain name disputes, because the rules that govern UDRP procedures are complex and much different from the rules that govern patent or trademark disputes in federal court, or in state court for that matter. Trademark disputes, contrary to popular belief, can be filed in state court in some instances. Now, the UDRP complaint sets forth the basis that you have for trying to take a domain name from another. And according to the UDRP, there are three prongs that you have to satisfy, a three-part test. They call it a tripartite burden of proof, which you have to carry to take the domain name. You have to establish, one, that you have trademark rights of some kind, and that the domain is confusingly similar to those trademark, right, that trademark or trademarks that you have. Now, you don't have to have a registered trademark before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or the Canadian Intellectual Property Office or any other country's intellectual property office to have a trademark. The UDRP recognizes that individuals may have trademarks that arise automatically, simply by virtue of the fact that individual or organization is using a trade name in commerce. So if you have established a business, even a DBA, and you have never registered a trademark, you may have common law trademark rights, which are sufficient to satisfy the first prong, the first of the three prongs of that test. It's better to have a registered trademark, and any intellectual property attorney can help you with that. It does take 6 to 8 months to get one. You have to establish that the domain you're going after was registered and is being used in bad faith. This is the second prong. Now you say, well, that's two evidentiary standards you have to satisfy. Well, yes, that's true. Depending on how you look at it, you may actually have five or six things you have to prove to win the UDRP, but they say there's three. To establish bad faith registration, the most important thing you have to remember is that the domain has to have been registered after you accrued trademark rights. Now, this doesn't mean it has to have been registered after you filed a trademark application. What it means is that it has to have been registered after you begin using the word mark or the brand name or the trade name to which the domain you're going after is confusingly similar. You will lose the UDRP, most likely. There are some exceptions, some defenses. If the domain was registered before you began using your trade name. For instance, say you want to register, or you want to take the domain ABCDEFG, and you have a company called ABCDEFG Inc. If that domain was registered before you began using your trade name, that company name, you will lose the UERP most likely. There are ways to win and get the domain that are easier, in my opinion, in an ACPA case in that situation, which has to be filed in federal court. We'll get to that in a second. So if you have a trade name that's well known that you've been using, or a registered trademark, and the domain you're going after was registered after, by registered I mean created, after you started using your trade name, you've probably got enough to satisfy the first two standards that you've got in the UERP. You have to prove, finally, under the UERP, that the registrant of the domain, we'll call it the disputed domain that you're going after, is making no legitimate use of the domain. Now, these topics